There's a portrait of Joseph that hangs in a museum in New York. And this portrait was painted by a man who was known, whenever he painted portraits, to get to the heart of the person. So in this portrait, Joseph isn't seen like we normally see him in the crèche scene, or an older man kind of looking peaceful. In this particular portrait of Joseph, he's standing in his carpentry shop, and he's got, you know, the tools there, and there's shavings of wood all over the floor, and he's looking out of the window at Nazareth with a lot of people bustling by. But Joseph is simply standing there with his chin in his hand like this, just thinking. And the name of the portrait kind of says it all. It says, "The Anxiety of Joseph." When you think about it, Joseph had to be terribly confused by what was going on and what he was being asked to do. But one of the things that was causing probably the most anxiety in Joseph is, this is not how I had planned it. I thought it was going to be different than this. Mary and I loved each other. I thought we would marry. We would have lots of kids. We would have a regular home. And now I'm told something altogether different is happening. That's a very common feeling in our life. Many people that I talk to as a pastor express one thought. It has a lot of different aspects. But the one thought is, this is not how I thought it was going to turn out. People will say, you know, we have a decent enough marriage. We're not going to get divorced. But this isn't what I thought it was going to be like. I thought we were going to communicate a whole lot more, like when we were engaged and dating. I thought we were going to talk a lot more about ourselves and life and what we mean to each other. That doesn't happen, or it doesn't happen very often. Or I thought there'd be a lot more intimate times than there really are. Others will say to me as parents, you know, it didn't turn out like I thought. You know, we had four kids. We sent them to Catholic high school, Catholic grade school, prayed at home. We're sure they'd all turn out right. They're good kids, but they don't go to church. They don't seem to pray. They don't share my values. They don't share my faith. I didn't think it was going to turn out this way. Others will say, I never thought that I was going to be widowed when I was in my 50s. Another will say, you know, I never thought I was going to end up in a wheelchair. There's so many things in life for all of us where we say, I didn't think it was going to turn out this way. And sometimes it's these bigger things, like I just talked about. Sometimes it's the smaller things. Someone mentioned to me as they were coming into church this morning, that all of their kids are going to be home for Christmas. And what a wonderful gift that is. And it really always is. Parents are always happy when their kids surround them. But others this same week are feeling a kind of a disappointment. This isn't the way I thought Christmas was going to be. Three of the kids can't be here. I was hoping we would all get together. That feeling of it didn't quite turn out the way I thought, that's when we have to go back to Joseph, and really with him to Mary. Neither of them thought this is what was going to be asked of them. Neither of them thought this is what my life is going to look like. It was very different for Mary and for Joseph. When we go back to those times, and all of us have them, every one of us, you know, and it's not simply married people. You know, as a priest, when we started the parish and the church was significantly smaller, and we had to expand the church in 96, the whole church would be filled, including the whole back and standing room only. I never dreamed that in a 25-year period or more from 96 to now, that the world would become so secular that so many people that I really feel are wonderful people have suddenly not felt a need for community, for God, for gratitude. There's a sadness in that, to say, what happened in that 25 years? For all of us, like I said, priest, our parent, or spouse, whatever it is, there are times where we say, where do I turn? It's those times when we turn to Joseph. Because Joseph, the man standing there in his carpenter shop with his chin in his hand, anxious and worried and thinking. One night, an angel came and said to him, do not be afraid. God is with us. Emmanuel. Do not be afraid. God is with us. God is with you. That gave Joseph the hope, the strength, the power to be the man he was for Mary and Jesus. And that's what gives us hope and strength and courage. Whenever we get to the point where sometimes part of our life seems more like a nightmare, that's when we have to dare to dream. That's when we have to listen to dreams. Whenever demons come into our life that make our life anxious, worried, where are we going from here? How is all this going to turn out? When the demons are there, then it's the time to listen to angels, to listen to the message of the angel. God is with us. Do not be afraid. That conviction is what leads us to hope, and hope is what leads us to joy. This Sunday before Christmas, God wants us to be people of hope, and he wants us to be people of joy. But he knows that sometimes anxiety and disappointment get in the way. And he says to us, do not be afraid. I am with you.